This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the show on a Monday morning, the 21st day of July, and great to have you along with us here this morning. You know, I was just listening to her talk about Dave talk about the temperatures and how hot it is outside. I feel guilty complaining about this because we don't dig ditches for a living. It is cold in the studio this morning. And last week, somebody sent Sue Thomas a pink blanket that she keeps in the studio now.
So a listener sent it to her?
I think so. I don't know if she's listening or not or can confirm that, but I thought I heard her talk about that the other day. And
I was
tempted to put it on, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. It just doesn't match my eyes.
Oh, is that it?
I just couldn't bring myself to put the pink blanket on, but it does look nice and warm.
It's very soft. Don't people sit there and try to say real men wear pink?
I don't know who those people are.
Ethan's shaking his
head no. Ethan and I don't know who those people are. We don't know who you're referring to.
Your thing is playing, Mark.
I've got something playing over here, is what you're saying? Okay, hang on just a minute. Sorry about that. We are awaiting a live news conference here from Kristi Noem from the Department of Homeland Security because an off-duty ICE agent got shot in the face in New York on Saturday. And this is the guy they caught. I believe the person that did it was an illegal Dominican national caught by Border Patrol back in April of 2023 and released. And we're waiting on Kristi Noem to take the podium here, where she's expected to give an update on this officer shooting. So that's why that noise was playing in the background. I pulled up that story here, and they actually had a video playing temporarily. So when that happens, we will go to the Homeland Security Director, and we will get her take on how all this happened. But right now, I want to go ahead. We're also going to get to Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour and then Senator Adam Schnelting before the hour is up. There's a great opportunity coming up. If you like to golf, it's going to cool down a little bit by next week. So next Monday, there's a big golf tournament going on. Still room for teams, even a sponsor or two. If you're interested, I'll be there in case you're interested. And Adam Schnelting is going to be there, and we're going to talk to him before the hour is over. So stay tuned for that. Right now, I want to get to our shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
She knows everything. She is the Rosetta Stone. She knows everything. She arranged every single trip with everybody. She knows everything. And if she were just given use immunity, she could be compelled to testify.
Yeah, that's Alan Dershowitz. You know what he's talking about there, don't you? This Ghislaine Maxwell, who's sitting in a prison right now. And she still has not killed herself. But if she promises to testify in front of Congress, they need to give her Secret Service protection.
Will we ever see anyone held accountable for this incredible lie on the American people?
There must be indictments. Those responsible, no matter how powerful they are and were at that time, will they all must be held accountable.
Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard there claiming she's got information, the documents from the Obama era showing that they worked with Hillary Clinton to further the Trump-Russia hoax. Try saying that six times quickly. She claims she's going to unveil all of it.
I want to tell Stephen, you should run for president, sir. Do it! Run, he's running.
Either that or launch a Netflix show or whatever, you know. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, Stephen Colbert is going to soon lose his $15 million a year job that he's had for 10 or 11 years. Now, hopefully he's banked a little bit of that. CNN wants him to run for president.
This incredible fury of defensiveness from Donald Trump is just showing that he's got something to hide. Calling for Pam Bondi to release the grand jury testimony is a tiny, tiny piece of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's Pramaya Jayapal, in case you were wondering, the member of the squad, the hard leftist. I cannot say this with any certainty, but I would not be surprised if, as I mentioned last week to Congressman Burleson, if Donald Trump's not playing 3D chess here, he's gonna play around the edges of this until he forces Congress to take a vote on it, demanding the stuff be released, and then he's basically got cover. He can say, "Well, I didn't do it. Congress did it."
Mm-hmm.
And then when all of the lawsuits started, the hell starts being raised, it may not all be focused on him. It's what the American people want to see. I don't know. Will it happen? I don't know. I did think that Dershowitz's comments were rather interesting, because basically he's saying, unlike what Jayapal's talking about, Maxwell could fix that. She could answer all of these questions. And he claims that she's willing to do that. Listen to this.
She knows everything. She is the Rosetta Stone. She knows everything. She arranged every single trip with everybody. She knows everything. And if she were just given use immunity, she could be compelled to testify. I'm told that she actually would be willing to testify, and there'd be no reason for her to withhold any information. So I don't see any negative in giving her the kind of use immunity that would compel her to testify. So she ought to be summoned in front of a congressional committee.
Well, there is motivation for her not to testify, though I've heard that she seems willing. The motivation is she doesn't want to be killed. Right now, she's suffering, if you want to call, I don't know what her prison's like, but she's sitting in a jail cell. Well, that's not fun, but I don't think as many people want her head on a stake. But if she goes and testifies and name drops anybody or even insinuates that somebody was part of that, you talk about, I've mentioned this before, but the witness protection program, you better move to a different country and change your name and go live in like a cave.
Yeah, but I'm still looking for what would be her motivation to testify.
Well, to get out of prison.
But that's not what they're offering her.
Well, immunity, right?
Immunity from further prosecution.
Oh, from further. So there's nothing that's on the table about getting out of jail?
Correct. What I would think was, if you offer her a way to get out of jail sooner, she would be more than willing to spill the beans, assuming you're going to put her in a top secret program somewhere and conceal her identity. She'd have to be in a witness protection program somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If she even made it to the hearing, like somebody might try to bomb her car as they're driving her to the hearing, because she if she's smart, she's written all this down somewhere and saved it.
She's had a lot of time to think in that jail cell. But what kind of evidence? I know we were talking to Hans von Spakovsky about this from the Heritage Foundation around 6:20, if you want to listen to our conversation on the Odyssey app. But it's like, what kind of evidence would they need to have? And like, if she makes a claim about somebody, she can't just throw somebody's name out there. They're streaming the congressional hearing to the public, and there's no evidence of that.
I don't know. She can. She's a firsthand witness. It's not hearsay. If she says, I was there in, you know, January of, if she remembers dates, I was there in January of 2011, and Bill Clinton got on the airplane with us, along with three underage girls that I recruited, and we all flew to the island for a weekend of fun. If she was physically there, she could certainly testify to that. Now, if you're going to bring up the Clintons, you better duck. But I'm just saying, she could do that. I assume they could sue her for slander or something.
So that's what I'm wondering. If she makes the claim and they can't be backed up.
If she couldn't back it up.
Right. That's
but
my point.
I still think if she's an eyewitness.
Well, she's got credibility being in the position that she was in, but I still feel like you would have to, it would have to be backed up or.
Could she use the flight logs?
Well, she could if they corresponded with.
But wasn't
the
Trump?
Date she was
but wasn't
about.
Trump on the flight
yeah,
log?
Yeah, but he was on the flight log from New York to Palm Beach, not from anywhere in the U.S. to the island.
But I'm
there's no evidence Trump ever went to the island.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, could there not be somebody giving this person, another person, the benefit of the doubt? Could there be somebody who's on the flight log who went to Epstein Island but never engaged in type of activity,
sure.
And then would say, "Well, you're just insinuating that I did that, and I may have gone there, and I'm on the flight log, but that doesn't mean." That I had any part in that.
If Maxwell is as good as she appeared to be in terms of managing Epstein's life, she's got all the goods. I just don't know what her motivation would be unless they say, we'll let you get out of jail if you'll come clean on this, then put her in a steel bubble until such time as she actually testifies, because her life will be in danger, no doubt. All right, coming up, again, keeping an eye on the Department of Homeland Security, we're expecting a Kristi Noem news conference on the border agent who got shot in New York, apparently during an attempted robbery. We'll get to that here in a minute. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour and Adam Schnelting at about 8:45 on that big golf tournament you have an opportunity to play in coming up 1 week from today. We're going to be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What do you make of his candidacy?
Yeah, well, look, the mayor of New York has never, never, ever been the leader of the Democratic Party. What we need to focus on is the message. I was listening to Senator McCormick. They just voted for a budget, the Republicans did, that added $3.5 trillion to the debt. They drove us further into deficit. This $9 billion rescissions package, it's just a joke that they talk about, oh, there were a couple LGBTQ programs, so we had to get rid of all foreign aid. We are cutting off food programs. We are cutting off health care programs in that rescissions package. Small amount of money. We are literally starving people to death based on programs we promised them.
But do you have worries about Mom Donnie and the optics
I'm answering your question because you want... No, Mom Donnie isn't speaking for our party any more than I'm speaking for our party.
Yeah, Congressman Adam Smith, man, these Democrats are running scared. Smith is a, I don't know, moderate? He's not one of the hard left progressives in the Democrat Party. I don't know him well. I know that much about him. And all they want to do is deflect. They don't want to talk about the fact that the elected primary candidate in New York City is a socialist. And socialist is being kind. He's probably a communist. I listened to him in a 2020 interview last night that he recorded with some podcasters talking about how he would be completely in support of taking public property if it benefited the people.
Yeah, I heard that in the name of equity.
He wasn't talking about eminent domain. He was talking about seizing apartment buildings to let people live there affordably. That's socialism. That doesn't fly in America. We're not talking about the government, you know, has to put a road through and they declare eminent domain. I'm not crazy about that, but he's talking about the government actively taking over private businesses and taking property from people and putting in government run grocery stores. Can you imagine what that looks like? So in other words, they don't care that it doesn't support itself. I was talking to somebody yesterday about Amtrak, oddly enough. Amtrak between here and Kansas City, because their daughter had just come in from Kansas City for the weekend on Amtrak. You know how much that ticket cost one way? $36. Mm. I'm like, how do they operate the train?
Yeah, how are they
affording
that?
Selling the tickets for $35? Well, the train was full, and I'm like, okay. But so they made $1,000. How much was the diesel fuel to get you from here to Kansas City? I mean, I just can't wrap my brain around that. But it's done because the idea is taxpayers are subsidizing it so it doesn't have to pay for itself. And if you've got a grocery store in New York City that's owned by the federal government or owned by the city government, all they're going to be doing is using taxpayer dollars to subsidize the food that they put in there, which is going to undercut commercial grocery stores in the city. So when you complain about there not being a good grocery store in downtown St. Louis or enough of them, if you did something like that, it would be even worse.
Why don't they just make New York City it's like the East Berlin version of 2025? I mean, how did things go over in East Berlin? Right? What? I mean, people were doing anything they possibly could to escape
that. To get out of that.
To get out of that because it sounded good in theory and it was an absolute disaster.
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, escape from New York is all that comes to my mind. Just put a fence around
it.
That's
what people are going to want to do.
Move everybody out.
They'll move. People will. If there are probably going to be people who are truly in fear of this guy if he continues, doing well in these polls, worried about what he would do.
Cuomo said he would move.
The former governor
said, if I lose and that guy gets elected, I'm moving to Florida.
And you know what Ron DeSantis said?
What'd he say?
Don't come.
We don't want you down here.
We don't want you here.
Please
Go somewhere else.
Keep your bad ideas up in New York and don't bring them to Florida. Yeah. The people feel like that in all these red states where people are moving from blue states. Montana is a great example of it. The Montanans hate all of the they hate all of the transplants that are coming in because they bring their bad ideas with them and then they vote and we're like, wait a minute, those are the same ideas that ruined the place you came from. Don't bring those here. We don't want anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, anyway, looking forward to Alligator Alcatraz being a smashing success. I love the fact that Pam Bondi went to the real Alcatraz late last week and was bragging about why it worked so well. Go to cut one for us, please.
Alcatraz could hold the worst of the worst. It could hold middle-class violent prisoners. It could hold illegal aliens. It could hold anything. This is a terrific facility, needs a lot of work, but no one has been known to escape from Alcatraz and survive.
Thank you. Slap a little paint on it, you know what I'm saying? Make sure there's no lead in the water.
Good.
They're prisoners.
They're like sharks with laser beams, kind of like not, Austin Powers.
They're not supposed to be living in luxury.
Sharks with
they're
freaky
prisoners.
Laser beams attached
to their point
heads.
Should be you should never want to come back here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be a glamorous place where you're offered crumpets and tea in the morning.
No, absolutely
and a fuzzy
not.
Blanket to sleep with on your cot.
That's
maybe
right.
The fuzzy blanket, right?
And maybe you'll have to brush your teeth where you poop. Isn't that what they said last week
about
Alligator
Alcatraz?
Are you
guys enjoying your breakfast? You are
That's
welcome.
What they said.
Yeah,
I didn't
well,
have, not my words.
I didn't say
Debbie
you
Wasserman
said it, Mark.
Schultz said that last week. Debbie Wawa Schultz said that. So not me. I'm just repeating her. Coming up, we'll get to a Tom Ackerman in just a couple of minutes. Talk about the Cardinals. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we've got Tom Ackerman in studio here with us, and we were just talking about the Savannah Bananas, weren't we, Tom?
We were.
Did you get to go to that game?
No, I was out of town.
Oh.
Well, actually, I came in town Friday.
You were back in town.
And my daughter handed me the phone as we landed in St. Louis. She goes, Dad, look who pitched. in the game tonight.
Wayno
came out and pitched. So I had Wayno on the show Sunday, and he loved it. He just thought it was fan engagement like he's never seen before. He said it's just amazing, and they just keep coming up with new ideas. He told me the owner of the Savannah Bananas was, before the game, was pointing into the upper deck. He goes, how would I get players to go up there and get them back down on the field? I want them engaging with fans in the upper reaches of the stadium. They're just always thinking of new ways. It's like the circus.
It's like minor league baseball is what it reminds me of.
It's way beyond that. It's like Wayno described it like a WWE type event where there's just all kinds of crazy stuff going on. There's competition, but there's also a lot of showmanship and just fan engagement. And, you know, they find ways to, they're, you know, an out is recorded if a fan catches a foul ball. You know, things like that. So it's just constantly. I think that's fun. I think that's cool. So Wainwright pitched Friday. Yesterday, Lance Lynn and Jason Isringhausen Saturday, I should say, pitched. So anyway, there's your Savannah Bananas report, as far as I understand it.
I was giving Mark a hard time because he was offered tickets and he turned them down.
Yeah.
Well, to each his own. I mean, Mark doesn't like that, so that's okay.
Mark doesn't like fun. He doesn't like fun. That's not true. I so appreciate you summing it up like that.
That is not
Tom.
True. I love to go to Cardinals games. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have any interest in seeing that.
They sold it out both nights. Busch Stadium, every single seat looked like it was filled.
I think it's fun, and it also shows you that this whole thought of people aren't going downtown to Busch Stadium because of crime. Yeah, baloney. Did you see the crowds?
It was nuts.
Yeah, they don't care.
Fans want to go see a product like that.
Fans want to go see a product. Exactly. Yeah. Fans want to go see a product, period.
People were coming down for the Blues.
Yeah.
And they did really well.
Darn right they did. They come down for City, too, even though that team's not very good. Mm. So, you know. Did you hear Lutz Vandensteel on my show Sunday yesterday? Oh, my goodness. I've been around this business for a long time. I've never heard a sports executive hammer his players like he did on the show yesterday.
What did he say?
Said, honestly, it was disgraceful, talking about their performance after they gave up the first goal. And he said, I'm embarrassed, and I'm sorry for all the people who traveled to Dallas to see. And he said, you know, apparently they don't want to be here, so we'll go find new players, basically, is how he summed it up in the transfer window. He said, you know, you got to go out there and fight. He goes, don't sit there in the locker room like a little mouse. Go out and fight. I mean, I was like, wow. I mean, I've heard coaches call their players soft. Doug Armstrong got close one time with the Blues, where he ripped his players pretty hard. But that was a new one for me.
Do they still have the lowest salary?
No, their salary is pretty good, actually. No, their payroll
spending payroll because the first season they did have one of the lowest, didn't they?
I guess, but their payroll right now is in the middle of the league.
Oh,
no,
good.
This
All
is
right.
just you know right. the, an avalanche of you know perfect storm of problems, injuries and poor performance and et cetera. Now, will somebody light up the Cardinals? No, this is what's going to happen. The Cardinals are going to enter the trade deadline in 10 days with the intent to make 2026 and beyond better. And they're not sellers necessarily because the Cardinals would never strip their team completely down and start over. They're going to retain a team that's going to be competitive for 26. But make no mistake about it, the Heim Bloom era is underway. If it wasn't already, I've been telling you forever about this. Doesn't mean John Mozeliak's not involved in 10 days at the trade deadline. He very much will be. But this is a collaborative effort. Heim will have some voice in the room as to what they do. And Heim Bloom, who ran the Tampa Bay Rays into one of the best, maybe the best minor league system we've seen in a long time in baseball, working miracles out of no payroll. The Rays have been a contender for a long time with very little money to spend. They just crank out prospect after prospect. That's what Bloom will do with the Cardinals with a lot more money to play with. That's enticing and fun. So just let the thing play out. Enjoy yourself. Things are about to get really good around here, and it's a long time coming because the Cardinals basically left their minor league system to fall behind, thinking that it wouldn't, thinking that it won't ever break. Let's go spend some money on some free agents. Minor leagues are fine. They're fine. They're fine. Well, everybody else passed them. They spent more money on technology, more money on coaches, and that's what the Cardinals are doing right at this moment. Is redoing their minor league system at the direction of Bloom. And Mozeliak has been here handling the day-to-day MLB duties to allow Haim to do that.
So was Haim Bloom behind that huge bonus that was at Liam Doyle? Is that his right? Is
Haim Bloom, well, the Cardinals, John Mozeliak and Bill DeWitt are behind the bonus. They got the
you don't
DeWitt's
think,
got
you don't
the
think
cash.
Haim had something to do with that?
Haim had something to do with finding and securing the talent to an extent, although Randy Flores, the scouting director, I'm sure has had his eye on Doyle right. for a long time. Anybody who sees Doyle knows that guy's an animal. I mean, he throws 102. He's barking all over the place like Al Rubosky. I mean, that's the type of player that Haim Bloom, I would think, would want part of the team. So, yes, some influence there, I'm sure, to get those types of players.
Throwing more money.
But, again, a collaborative effort. Do we have the money to sign said player? Do we like this player? What do you think? What do you think? And everybody came together and chose Liam Doyle, chose Tanner Franklin. Another hard thrower from Tennessee. So, and by the way, Tennessee's coach is Tony Vitello, who's from St. Louis. So
no kidding.
There's a lot of knowledge there as well locally. That's a pretty cool little turn there they've made. That's just the beginning.
So realistically, with a player like him, I'm sure he'll move up fairly quickly, but do you think we might see him next year?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do think he's the type of player you would see next year. If there's a spot for him, if that need is there, a hard thrower down in Memphis. By the way,
101.
Guy, that's another cool part, is the guy went to Tennessee and he'd be pitching in Memphis pretty quickly. Remember, in 2013, they drafted a kid out of Texas A&M by the name of Michael Wacha, and within a year, 2012, within a year, 2013, he was pitching and was the NLCS MVP.
Wow.
Happened in 1 year. So, yeah, I mean, those college pitchers are ready to roll. I mean, it's not like some high school kid. You know, those guys, J.J. Weatherholt, the guy that they're rapidly moving through the system, was a college player last year at West Virginia. And could he play this year? Absolutely. He could be called up in September, and you could see a little taste of what you're about to get
from
the Cardinals' number one prospect.
Doyle is a closer, isn't he? He's not a starter.
Closer.
Yeah,
yeah,
so.
Closer.
Yeah,
yeah. And came through very quickly. Through the system. So, you know, I'm just here to tell you that things are going to get better, and, you know, they are really not good right now. I mean, the Cardinals rotation is not good. And if it isn't, like I said before, the team is not going to go anywhere. Without starting pitching, you can't do anything. You have to have it, and they don't have it.
True. How you doing time-wise?
Great.
You're all right?
Yeah.
But they should get some Savannah Bananas players.
Did you watch any golf yesterday? Did you see
Scottie
Scheffler?
Waino did pitch in that game on Friday, and
he
said that he trained for 2 months just so he would look good. He wanted to be in shape, and he said, I was throwing bullets, like the best I've thrown in like 3 years.
No
and
kidding.
And
wow.
He tore his rotator cuff again.
In the game the other night?
In the training.
Oh,
in the training.
I didn't know
so
that.
He said, what you saw out there on Friday was like half of me. I mean,
he said, my God.
Pitched.
He said, I threw a 55 mile an hour curveball.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, Scottie Scheffler, best player in the world, dominant performance. I think he's so great because he's so casual about it outwardly. I know that he's focused, but the way he carries himself, I love how he says that golf is not everything. He's like, don't get me wrong. I'm living out a dream, and I'm grateful every day. But it's not like the whole world to me. There are other things in the world, like going back to my family and
being a dad.
You know, being a dad and a husband. But I love the way that he plays. He's so steady. And he also said, you know, when they started comparing him to Tiger, he's like, I've won 4 majors. Tiger won 15,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a ways to go.
But he is in rare air. I mean, he's
great.
He wins the U.S. Open. He's won the Grand Slam. Is
he's
that right?
He's not won the U.S. Open. He won the Masters twice.
No, I said if he wins.
Oh, if he wins. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yeah.
Masters twice, and he won the PGA Championship this year. And the other thing I liked about it was that the entire golf course is rooting for Rory McIlroy. Unquestionable. I mean, Northern Ireland. It's his backyard.
It was right there.
They're all rooting for McIlroy, and they're chirping Scheffler. Just, you know, in good nature. Nothing bad. But, you know, he's up there on the tee box, and you could hear him chirping him a little bit. Like, Rory's coming. Rory's coming, you know. Watch out,
Scotty.
That probably
just motivated him a little bit more.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it.
Wasn't he like 17 under or something like that?
He loved it. Yeah, he plays, you know, the spoiler. And I thought that was cool. So the dream would be this Ryder Cup, which is coming up at Bethpage this fall. Scotty against Rory in a singles match would be amazing.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about a home field advantage. Bethpage Black in New York will be, you think that was ribbing. That place is nuts. Mm-hmm. Those fans are nuts. And that will be incredible to see the U.S. against Europe.
Tom, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Tom Ackerman there, sports director from Camo X. All right, coming up 1 week from today, I'm hopefully it's going to be a little cooler. There's a great golf tournament coming up that you can still sign up for, and we're going to talk to Missouri Senator Adam Schnelting about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Prayers are going to be with him and his family as they work their way through this situation. With that, I will turn it over to Rodney Scott.
So that is Kristi Noem, obviously Department of Homeland Security Secretary. She's holding a news conference updating people on the Border Patrol agent who was shot this weekend in New York by somebody who was detained and released four times by New York officials. He's an illegal. He's from Dominican. He broke into the country and I don't know when, but he was first caught in April of 2023 and released back into the country and still has an active deportation order. Unbelievable. And now he shot somebody during a robbery who happened to be a Border Patrol agent. So we get more details on that. They think the guy's going to live. He is severely wounded. He's fighting for his life. And we'll give you more updates if we get any more of those through the course of the show. All right. Let's talk about what's going on a week from today. We've got Missouri Senator Adam Schnelting on the phone. And, sir, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. Absolutely. You've been out there limbering up with that golf club, kind of, you know, stretching out, getting ready for that first tee off.
I have learned more about golf this year than I ever have, but I still have to admit I'm probably going to be driving the beverage cart.
Oh, come on. Come on. I'm looking forward to this. We're going to be out at Old Hickory next Monday, the 28th. And this is for the Missouri Republican PAC, and obviously they're going to be raising money for Senator Schnelting, among others, I'm sure. But this is fantastic. It's the first time we've done this, right?
It is. It is. And you know what? It's going to be a great time. Great, a lot of food, a lot of fun. You know, we're going to kick off with the registration and a hot breakfast around 8 a.m. We'll follow that up at 9 o'clock with the shotgun start. Golfers will then enjoy unlimited beverages on the course. Again, I'll probably be driving those around to them. And then when we wrap up, of course, we're going to have barbecue, lunch, and award ceremony at 3. And so it's going to be a great atmosphere, competitive but relaxed, and all for a good cause. Look, here in St. Charles County, we're a red county. We like to keep our senators and our representatives conservative. And so this is if you like keeping the legislature conservative, and if you like golf, this is a perfect match for you.
You had me at unlimited beverages.
Well, and delivered to you by Adam Schnelting himself.
Just kidding. I hope people can come out. Like, I'm going to play, playing with Curtis Correll of Correll Roofing, who's a great sponsor of the show as well. And Kim here is going to be kind enough, Senator, just so you know, to do the last hour of my show next Monday so I can get there in time, because my show doesn't end until 9 a.m.
Kim, you are a hero. We want to have Mark join us, so thank you very much for doing that.
Mark,
hey, look,
you
Mark,
owe me, right?
I'm excited for having you you doing that. Now you're going to be part of a foursome. I think you're on a team, aren't you?
I am playing out there. In fact, I believe former Senator Igel will be on my team. We're going to see what his golf skills are like.
No, that's great. Absolutely. Yeah, and for your listeners, the foursomes, the teams are $1,500 a team. And that includes unlimited drinks, the breakfast, and a great day of golf. And so, and for the business owners listening, there are sponsorships available as well. So that's a good way to get local recognition if you want an honorable mention the day of. So,
yeah.
But if folks want to learn more, Mark, they can go to my Facebook page, Adam Schnelting for State Senate. The information is posted there, or you can just go to facebook.com/AdamForMo. But we'd love to have some of your listeners come and join us. We have a limited amount of holes or of teams left. I would hope that your listeners would get reach out pretty soon about that.
Outstanding. Senator Schnelting, I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Hey, I look forward to it. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Kim.
You bet. Absolutely. So, again, you can check out Adam Schnelting's Facebook page. He's got some details on there. Or you can just reach out here, and I'll tell you how to get a hold of them if you want to play. Next Monday at Old Hickory out in St. Charles is going to be a fantastic time. All right, stay tuned for the Kilmeade Show. And, of course, Annie and Mark in later today on this rainy Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.